Melvin Blackshear is an ex-felon who says he has been disenfranchised by Florida's restoration process.
Society wants us to reform, to rehabilitate, and become part of society, but without our civil rights, we're really not, you know, part of society.
Blackshear has been out of prison for more than 5 years and is found without his civil rights. Readjusting to a normal life is an uphill battle.
They don't realize what we go through to try to better ourselves. So we need those rights. Those rights are important. Transition programs, reentry programs are good, but that's just half of it. We need our rights. We need that.
Blackshear is one of the 1.5 million ex-felons who are waiting for their voting rights to be restored under Governor Rick Scott's restoration process, a process that was deemed unconstitutional by U.S. District Court Judge Mark Walker. Walker has ordered Scott to come up with a new set of neutral rules by April 26. John Sherman, senior counsel for Fair Elections Legal Network, explains what Walker's neutral ruling could mean.
He said that the changes they have to make to the voting restoration scheme have to be robust and meaningful. They have to be specific. He said they could no longer rely on discretion and subjective criteria. They would have to have specific neutral criteria, is the phrase.
Sherman worries the open-ended ruling opens the door to more trouble.
Whatever they do, though, it may lead to other constitutional issues. So if they create a new scheme that has irrational, you know, uniform, non-arbitrary, but completely irrational requirements.
But Carol Weissert, a political science professor at Florida State University, says Walker's decision could lead to a system based on common sense.
The severity of the crime that was committed, they might look at how the person has lived his or her life since then. I mean, there are a variety of kind of things that sort of common sense makes sense, right, that they might be looking at in terms of coming up with this. But I think this is what the judge is saying, just come up with some of these rather than have no apparent criteria that make it look like the decision is not being made on kind of on a rational basis.
Weissert says the issue lurking behind this situation is Amendment 4, which restores felon voting rights immediately after their time has been served. The amendment is on November's ballot and was placed there by a citizen-led initiative that garnered more than 750,000 signatures. Weissert believes if Scott does make a change to the current system by the deadline, then proponents for the amendment might have to change their campaign strategy.
People who are in favor of that might have to argue that why it should be in the Constitution. I think they can make that argument. I think that's a good, pretty good argument to make, because governors have so much, you know, because we've changed several times under different governors. But I think it would be a less compelling argument than the one they have now.
A spokesman for Governor Scott has said Scott will be reviewing Walker's ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Andrew Quintana.